Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater. I am your host,
Jay Langjans. How's everybody doing today? Driving back from camping on the highway now. Everything's packed up. Actually, looks like the weather is turning. It was pretty hot this morning. We got up at around 8 o'clock, got breakfast cooked and everything. And I don't know, it's probably around 25 degrees Celsius. Anyway, we got it all packed up and then decided that we were going to do a little 4.2 kilometer hike on our way home. Being a little sarcastic, it was pretty steep. First 20 minutes was a really stiff incline, and I had the three-year-old toddler in a backpack hauling her up the mountain, which, it was really hot. It was like 29 degrees at that point. And it was very sweaty, very, very sweaty. Anyway, we made it to the top of the hill, and then she wanted to walk when it was the soft and easy flat part. I don't blame her. And we walked all the way to this really cool hidden lake, which I would assume, 10, 20 years ago, it would have been quite the sight. Like, it was beautiful and everything, don't get me wrong, but it was more like a pond. I wouldn't call it a lake. But you could definitely see where it had once been, trees not growing in certain locations and stuff. And it's in the top of the mountains, and it's really picturesque. You've got still got snow caps that you can see, and mini glaciers and such, which is pretty cool. And just as we got there, there's not a soul to be seen, and it's all serene and quiet. And then boom, like a tourist bus came after us, and all these kids showed up. They're all wearing the same t-shirts, so maybe it was like a school trip or something like that. It's a long weekend holiday. I don't really know what you'd be doing in school at this point. Maybe it's a day camp. I don't know. But anyway, about 30 or 35 of them showed up, all carrying their lunches and stuff. So we beat it out of there pretty quick. We didn't want to share the space with all those people. Got as many pictures as we could, without having random strangers in them. And then we hiked back down, which was considerably easier. And now we're driving home. So yeah, wife and kids did camping for the week. I think I told you guys that when I was driving home on the Wednesday night. And now we're, Monday going home. Some of the cool stuff that we did, it's a provincial park, so it's funded by the provincial government here. And they have park services and information interpreters, and they do really cool stuff throughout the day at the different information centers, bear talks. And we did one yesterday with all about weasels and minks and fishers and badgers and all those kind of very scary animals. We did a bear aware talk and another bear talk and a bat talk. And then in the evenings, they have really cool little plays that they put on for the kids. And so last night we sat through Silence of the Owls, and it was one woman doing a play, and she was a deer mouse trying to investigate the murder of her second cousin, her mother's second cousin three times removed. Anyway, it was really informative and kind of cool. She went and interrogated all the owls of Alberta and, played the different owls as well. It was very entertaining. And the night before that, we sat through... what was the name of it? It was about sheep, the difference between sheep and goats. And we had Molly, the sheep, and the goats. And anyway, that was all about how, all the information about goats that you'd need to know and the differences between mountain sheep and all that kind of stuff. It was very interesting and cool, and the kids really enjoyed it. And they got to participate. They got little tiny parts which they had to sort of fill out. They got to be ticks. It was interesting. So yeah, no, it's a really cool little thing that they got on the go out there, very, very much geared towards learning and teaching everybody about park safety and all that kind of stuff. And it's really important, I think, for the kids to learn about that stuff and see the conservation efforts that have gone in place. I tell you what, like when I was a kid, we used to go out there all the time, and there's maybe 20 bears in the area that they really were concerned about. That number's increased drastically, and it's because of the good work they've been doing with, protecting them and stuff. And it's great to see. It makes things a little bit more dangerous, but bears, bears don't really bother you if you don't bother them. And, there's a couple of things. Everybody used to walk around with bells and stuff, and that's actually kind of foolish. It attracts them, and they talk about how that was proven not to work. And they talk about how to use bear spray and all that stuff. But initially, and at the beginning, is how to get away from an encounter with a bear without causing either of you any harm, you know, for no reason, right? You know, put your hands up, slowly walk away, and talk to the bear as you're walking away. Let them know that you're getting out of there, and see how it goes. And, you know, this was really prevalent because we do a lot of geocaching, and I don't know if anybody here knows what geocaching is, but basically it's a scavenger hunt using GPS coordinates, and people will leave, you know, miniature micro caches or larger caches of stuff, and you go and you get the coordinates, and then you hike or you try and find it, and then you find the package or wherever that stuff is stored, and you know, sign your name and that sort of thing. And we did one where we're going down a path, and I don't know, every 20 or 30 feet was a large pile of bear scat, which would have been concerning, but, you know, having just sat through the Bear Aware course and all that stuff, we knew by looking at the scat that these bears were eating a lot of foliage and berries and stuff, and they weren't eating any meat at this time. So, you know, their poop was very large and fluffy, which, you know, if they're eating meat, it's really tight. And anyway, you guys probably don't need to know about poop. But anyway, that was what we did on the weekend. So that's just a quick recap. I am now headed back home, and hopefully the unpacking and the cleaning up should go well. At least this go around, we're not dealing with piles and piles of smoky clothes. We're under a fire watch. Excuse me, and a fire ban because of the fires in BC, and we haven't had much rain here, and it's under an extreme warning. So even ATVs and motorcycles and all that kind of stuff, you're not allowed to drive those through the bush right now. You could set off fires. The only thing you're allowed to have are barbecues, Coleman stoves, and propane fire pits, which I have a propane fire pit that I borrowed from somebody in town, and it worked great, but expensive if you consider how much propane it burned through in a matter of 5 days. Anyway, I will be back with you guys tomorrow with another story of Odin's children, and we'll go from there. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
This podcast was created under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 license.